Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, more innovation, rescue hotels, an ambitious push for green technology, and a bullish office market. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. The latest attraction garnering attention from local governments nationwide are rescue hotels. These are basically shipping containers retrofitted into hotels, and they are the latest innovative temporary housing units for business people and tourists. Picture this. The layout is a 13 square meter interior. That's it. It can hold a double bed and can be equipped with air conditioning and a modular bathroom, or keep it simple and use it as a break room or medical consultation room. Container hotels were developed in 2018 by Develop Company, an architecture and real estate firm based in the Chiba Prefecture city of Ichikawa that produces architectural containers. In April 2020, when a cluster of COVID-19 cases erupted on a large cruise ship docked at Nagasaki port in southwestern Japan, 50 containers were dispatched to the site as break rooms for medical personnel who were sent there to carry out testing. So far, the hotels have opened at 22 sites, primarily in eastern Japan's Kanto region, and can be dispatched the same day a request is made. Does Japan have the political heft to overcome vested interests in weaning the resource-poor country from its reliance on imported oil and gas? Prime Minister Suga strongly believes so and sees green investment as an opportunity for growth. In fact, the government will provide tax incentives and other support to encourage investment into green technology, projecting an annual growth of 90 trillion yen, that's 870 billion US dollars, by 2030, and 190 trillion yen, $1.8 trillion by 2050. The goal? To go carbon free by 2050 and generate nearly $2 trillion of growth in green business and investment. The ambitious strategy projects a 30 to 50% increase in electricity demand and called for a push to triple renewables in the country's energy mix to about 50 to 60% from the current level, while also maximizing the use of nuclear power as a stable, clean source of energy. The strategy shows an installation target for offshore wind power of up to 45 gigawatts by 2040. There is a push for hydrogen generated from ammonia, rechargeable batteries for cars, and a roadmap for each sector. Japan also aims to eliminate gasoline-powered vehicles in about 15 years. Ambitious? Perhaps. Either way, we're a big fan. All right, moving on to the bullish office market. A unit of Canadian insurance giant Sun Life Financial says it will invest billions of dollars into the Japanese office market, betting on a post-pandemic rebound. Stemmed from the need to work together, investors don't believe work from home is going to be a long-term trend in Asia overall, and in Japan specifically, and therefore bullish on Japanese offices. Bentall Green Oak plans to double staff in the country and invest $10 billion in Japanese property in the next 3 years, according to Bloomberg. Investment in Japanese commercial real estate was up 27.6% in the first 9 months of 2020 compared to the same period the previous year. Blackstone is among those investors. The firm recently paid $1 billion for a portfolio of predominantly Tokyo office buildings. Most other global cities saw a decline over that period. The country has seen fewer cases of COVID-19 than many of its peers. As of December, Japan recorded 148 cases per 100,000 people, compared to more than 5,000 cases per 100,000 in the United States, according to CNN. And working together in an office is an important part of Japanese business culture. So the belief is that employees will want to return. Thanks for listening. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, contact us at info@nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. I'm Pretty Donnelly.